serves the best buffalo wings in Buffalo. I'm Brian Hayden, a born and bred Buffalonian, and I'm going to figure that out. Looking back, I was one of the lucky ones to grow up in Buffalo. We all have a hometown, after all. A place we didn't choose that shaped our lives in more ways than we can imagine. But only a privileged few hometowns have a claim to fame that can serve as a conversation starter just about anywhere. Liverpool has the Beatles, New Jersey has Springsteen, Seattle has Nirvana, Philly has cheesesteaks, and Buffalo? Buffalo has wings. I never really thought much about this distinction as a kid growing up in North Buffalo. Wings weren't a huge part of my life back then. Takeout pizza, on the other hand, was an every week occurrence at the Hayden household. It was a Friday night staple of the family diet. My mom and dad collectively raised the white flag on cooking at the end of each week and ordered a pie from nearby Bob and John's La Hacienda. But wings? They were reserved for special occasions like birthday parties. I can still remember the aroma of the Frank's Red Hot Sauce smattered over the medium wings at those parties, and the taste of Bob and John's saucy, smoky barbecue variety. I loved dunking pizza crusts into the leftover containers of blue cheese that accompanied every wing order. But I never thought these experiences were unique in any way until I left Buffalo to go away to college at Syracuse University. It was there I had my first taste of a non-Buffalo buffalo wing inside a dining hall. Other freshmen seemed to gravitate towards them, but I knew right from the outset that these were no Bob and John's wings. The wings there were smaller than I remembered and had been sitting under a heating lamp for hours, dried out and congealed. My newfound friends seemed unfazed by these fried monstrosities, but I knew better. It was then I realized I had left something really special back in Buffalo. My wing game didn't improve much at my first job at a small-town newspaper in New York's North Country, where the most popular wing options were at a Pizza Hut off a four-lane highway in Messina and a Domino's inside a gas station convenience store. It wasn't long before I began hearing the question every time people up there learned where I was from. Who had the best Buffalo wings in Buffalo? And I didn't have the foggiest idea. Sure, the Bob and John's wings I remembered were great, but my knowledge was confined to my corner of North Buffalo. I knew the Anchor Bar created wings as a bar snack in 1964, but I realized there was a whole city of wing joints to explore, and I hadn't even scratched the surface. So when I moved home 5 years ago, I was a man on a culinary mission. Who does serve the best wings in the city where they were invented? But one does not just start this quest and start sampling the city's signature dish on a wing and a prayer. There are hundreds of pizzerias, pubs, and taverns serving them. I could live another 60 years and not reach them all. I needed a crash course on wings, some expert advice to start narrowing that list down. Who better to turn to than the Wing King of Buffalo, Drew Cerza, the founder of the National Buffalo Wing Festival? We caught up with Drew at one of the most famous spots for wings in Buffalo, Gabriel's Gate.
All right, so we're here at Gabriel's Gate, one of the storied wing joints in Buffalo, talking with the Wing King himself, Drew Cerza, founder of the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Drew, thanks for joining us here.
Hey, it's great coming here and always eating wings with you, Brian.
Pleasure's all mine, Drew. And one doesn't just become the Wing King. You've been eating wings for a long time now.
Yeah.
Tell us, what first got you into eating wings?
Hanging out with my buddies, you know, when we talked about what are we doing tonight or Friday night, we'd always say, we're going to go out for wings or we're going to have wings. And then everything else centered around wings. It didn't matter what we did, but wings were going to be like the the main attraction. And we used to get them from our favorite neighborhood joints. And that's what everybody did in Buffalo, to get them from your neighborhood joints. And mine were Franco's, Paisano's, Bob and John's, and Bocce. Those were like my neighborhood joints. And boy, we had a lot of them, but we didn't realize what we were eating. We just thought it was another food. And now it's one of the food icons of the world. But we were eating them before they were big back then.
So at the time, right, when you were eating them as a young man, you weren't thinking, oh, these are, you know, an iconic Buffalo food. They just were something that were being served at places, pizzerias, bars in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it was probably the mid to late 70s when we started eating them. And they were invented in 64 back at the Anchor Bar. And it was just like another type of food that we just loved. It was like kids' candy on Halloween. We ate wings on Friday night.
So you grew to love wings at a young age, and that eventually transitioned into the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Tell us about that.
It all came from a movie called Osmosis Jones with Bill Murray. He was a big chicken wing eater, and he wanted to go to the granddaddy of them all. And that was the Wing Fest in Buffalo, New York, the ultimate road trip. And believe it or not, we didn't have one. I decided to step forward and give it a shot for my love with wings, and invited restaurants, the best ones from all over the country, of which a lot of them were transplanted Buffalonians that had moved out of town. They couldn't get good wings, so they opened up their own joint. So we invited them back, and we had our first festival back 18 years ago. Then we've served over 500 million chicken wings over those years, and people from all over the country. And the big thing that happened, though, we started the festival during when the Food Network really started this foodie craze, and the Travel Channel started doing shows about festivals on the road. So we hit it at the right time, also when the internet just took off. So I think we were the ones that kind of made wings popular around the world.
That growth of wings, how do you even explain that? How does something created at a bar in Buffalo kind of make it around the world? I mean, why have they become so popular, do you think?
Well, a couple things. Like I said, people would leave Buffalo and they couldn't get good wings, and they would open up places. But on top of that, I think the big spike came between 1990 and 1994. Our beloved Buffalo Bills went to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. And during every playoff game and in the Super Bowl, both Pizza Hut and I think Domino's ran commercials, and they would do cut-ins, you know, during the game at the Anchor Bar at different places featuring wings, because, you know, they're called Buffalo Wings all over the country. So we've got that good Buffalo branding. And I think 4 years in a row really helped people catch on. What are these Buffalo Wings, you know? And I think that 4 years gave us a really good spike.
And what makes wings such a great sort of bar food and game day food? I mean, why are they so popular?
You know, first of all, you don't use a fork. There's no utensils allowed. Those are illegal. And they're just fun. I mean, you get choices. You can get a drumstick. You can eat a flat. The way you separate them, the way you eat them, there's hundreds of different techniques. It's like a sport. It's participating. And once you get rolling, man, it's like a battle to finish the plate. I mean, you see guys all together, and it's like they're eating and they're eyeballing that plate to see how many are left to go back in. So there's a lot of strategy with eating wings, and I think that's what makes it really fun. And wings go great with beer. That's another bonus.
They're beer's best friend.
Oh, beer's best friend. You got it. It's like peanut butter and jelly.
You know, what do you think? We were talking about the different kinds of wings. I mean, what are some of the criteria that someone should look for if they're looking for a great buffalo wing, to be served a great buffalo wing, a classic wing? What are they looking for?
Well, to be a true buffalo wing, the first thing is it's got to be deep fried. Wings have to be deep fried. And while you're going through the process, it's important to shake them once in a while. And the other thing is we like them crispy in Buffalo, a little bit crispy. And then the sauce. The original one was Frank's Red Hot and butter. You could use butter or margarine. And the butter or margarine kind of cuts the heat on the hot sauce. But that's the base for a true buffalo wing. And it's great because buffalo now is a flavor, right? I mean, it's great branding calling them buffalo wings. But a lot of places have really stretched it and called what's a chicken wing a buffalo wing. Once you make it a, you know, garlic parmesan wing or a chipotle wing, a honey barbecue wing, it's not a buffalo wing. It's gone into a different realm. Now it's a chicken wing. And when people moved out of Buffalo and they opened up restaurants in different areas of the country, it took on the regional flavor. Like down in the Carolinas, it's got a big barbecue influence. So you would see, they actually smoke wings down there, okay? And they have the more of the barbecue style sauces. Where in the Southwest, in Arizona, it's got more of that Southwest influence and flair, a little spicier. So each different area would take on the regionality.
And speaking of those sort of variations too, I mean, there is a lot of debate around the country of what should wings be served with, and one of the big questions is always ranch or blue cheese.
Brian, there's no debate. Actually, there is a huge debate. You are 100% right. In Buffalo, and kind of in the Northeast, it's blue cheese. It's blue cheese all the way. But you go south of, you know, Maryland, and you hit the Mississippi, it's all ranch. As a matter of fact, ranch on a national basis is a more popular sauce for chicken wings. See, there are chicken wings outside here, okay? But with true buffalo wings, it's got to be blue cheese dressing. And Brian, you know better than anybody, that it's celery and carrots. And that becomes the delivery vehicle for blue cheese,
right,
as well as a chicken wing.
As we were eating here just a few minutes ago, you weren't actually dipping your wings in blue cheese. Tell me about that.
I think it's sacrilegious.
Why?
You see the Wing King dipping a chicken wing in blue cheese, and you got a problem back there in the kitchen. You don't put A1 steak sauce or salt on a steak, a beautiful prime rib. You know, you respect the chef and you respect the product. So I like to get, me personally, I like to get the true flavor of the sauce, you know, but I like blue cheese, and that's when I'll go to the celery and carrots. I rarely dip. Yeah, not my wing.
I mean, from these decades of eating wings around Buffalo, going around the city, finding new spots, what have you discovered? What's some of what surprised you?
My tailor's made a lot of money because he keeps taking my trousers out. That's what I found. I think it's the technique. You know, everybody, you know, the thing is too, and I'll go back in the mid-2000s, early 2000s, it wasn't just about dropping wings in the back of the house. Chefs, the whole culinary influence, the whole Food Network influence, the Bobby Flay's, Emeril Lagasse's, they turn cooks into chefs. So now restaurants take a lot of pride in how, not just the sauces they use, but how they prepare the wings. You've got some places that will deep fry the wing, sauce the wing, finish them on a grill to caramelize the sauce, and sauce them again. Tremendous, tremendous way to eat a wing because you get that caramelized sauce from the barbecue. Other places will take their wings, they'll throw them on a grate under a heat lamp, and they'll paint the wings one by one. That's called buffalo. So everybody's got their own technique. There's another place that will take the wings out of the fryer, they'll sauce them, put them in a bucket, shake them, but they'll leave the top on for about 30 seconds, so the sauce soaks right into the skin. And now you got more of a saucy, softer wing. Tremendous way to do a wing as well. So there's all these different types of techniques that different restaurants have come up with, all different types of sauces that chefs have come up with. There's a lot of pride in preparing and saucing these wings.
So Drew, you know, before we part ways here, any words of advice for me as I begin my quest to find the best wings in Buffalo?
Brian, they're all going to taste good, okay? So you're going to have to go deeper. I think you can enjoy the wings, but you got to put your thinking cap on and go behind the scenes, look at the techniques. You're going to have to peel back the onion, get behind the curtain, and see what really goes on behind the scenes. That's my advice. Grasshopper.
Love it, Wing King. Drew, really appreciate you stopping by for some wings and conversation here.
Always love talking to you, Brian. Always like having wings with you. And here's the check. Always love having wings with your brother.
After talking to Drew, I felt a bit like Frodo Baggins and Samwise Gamgee at the end of The Fellowship of the Ring. I had come so far in my quest since childhood, but still had a whole region left to explore in order to become the Lord of the Wings. On the next leg of this journey, I'll explore how it all began at the place that created the original Buffalo Wing, the Anchor Bar. Join me for the second installment of The Lord of the Wings. Thank you.